This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan. We just heard how redevelopment is reshaping the future of Bayview Hunters Point. Now we turn to another San Francisco neighborhood that was dramatically altered by redevelopment, the Fillmore District. In the 40s and 50s, the Fillmore was a vibrant mix of cultures and a national hotspot for jazz musicians. In this story from our archives, reporter Evan Roberts tells us how it earned its nickname, the Harlem of the West.
Blues singer Sugar Pie DeSanto grew up sneaking into the Fillmore's many jazz clubs.
Yeah, back in the day, a lot of us ladies used to go down to Leola King's nightclub called the Blue Mirrors, right on Fillmore Street. And the most famous guy would be there would be T-Bone Walker. And we would always, on the weekends, like Friday and Saturday, go there and hide out. And I just loved his playing, you know. He's just a master. Real gutsy blues, you know, like down home.
It was sensational.
Leola King became one of the most well-known business owners in the city.
Because we brought in top entertainment, local entertainment, we had people from all over the continent that played there.
I remember those days. Hanging out when I had no business. I wasn't even 21. Forget it. Yeah, I won't tell you what I put on to try to make myself look look bigger. Tennis balls and all.
I hired a beautiful musician by the name of Frank Jackson. He pulled the crowd in and could hold them.
I'm Frank Jackson, pianist and vocalist. Grew up in the Fillmore District.
Everybody had a good time when he was working in my club. He was really interested in his music.
Well, from the beginning there, for me, it was a learning experience, and for a lot of the other musicians too. But the fascinating part of it was we had a chance to meet all of the headliners who came to the Bay Area and played from different places. And one of the advantages of seeing them and being a musician, you had a chance to play with them. They would come and sit in. It's almost like a dream. So, wow, you know, I'm playing with him.
Jackson has played behind such legends as Charlie Parker, he backed up for Billie Holiday.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you?
And he played with John Coltrane. If you know their names, they probably played in the Fillmore. It was like a little piece of Harlem on the Pacific Rim. The neighborhood was rich with bars and jazz clubs. Jack's Tavern, The Town Club, Jimbo's Bop City, Club Alabama, The Black Hawk, Primalon Ballroom, and of course, Leola King's Blue Mirror.
San Francisco was built up of nightlife. Good times. Women dressed every day with their gloves and their hats on. Fillmore Street was like a New Orleans type of atmosphere. It was all nationalities. Fun was around the clock.
Yes, time is hard, baby, and hustling is really on.
You go out, you party all night, all day. People had their businesses open at 6 o'clock in the morning because they would only close just to clean the place and from the night, and then they would open right back up.
When he was in high school, Reverend Arnold Townsend, now an area pastor, would drive up from L.A. to visit the Fillmore on the weekends.
The street had a rhythm to it, and the whole street teamed with it. I heard an old man, probably in his early 80s, tell a young man quite a few years ago, you'll never know what Fillmore was like. He said there was a time that you could have went on the top of the Broadway Hill with all the flashing lights and the neon signs and the nightlife and the cars honking and the car headlights, and look back down on Fillmore, and it looked just like New York City to you.